This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Nice to be with you.
We were just reminiscing about the David Culley era. When every time one of my old pictures popped up on my just whatever Apple does to try to get you to look at your pictures, but it was David Culley. It was a little video I had of him whenever he would receive a Deshaun Watson question, he would like act like he didn't hear it and ask for them to repeat it. So in his mind, he was trying to answer it. And then immediately after he answered it, he would spin to the other side of the podium. Like if the question about Deshaun Watson had come from his left, he would hurry up to finish it. And then he would turn to his right and point like at everybody.
Yeah.
Like as if there was a question over there that he hadn't heard. Like,
right.
You're up. What? Yeah.
The best would be when nobody on that side had a question.
Maybe. Right, like, no, that was the thing. Like nobody did ask the question.
Yeah,
he would just turn and like act like he was choosing whoever is asking the question.
Why are you looking at me, Culley? What are you looking at?
Poor Culley. I would say poor Culley, but he knew what he was stepping
into. He ain't poor. Well, I tell you one thing. He ain't poor.
No, he ain't poor. They paid him quite well.
Yeah.
And as much as Stephen A. Smith will take up for David Culley without ever recommending him for another job, yeah, he was paid really well. And B, he didn't know exactly what he was stepping into. He knew he was stepping into a weird situation, but he didn't know about the allegations at that point.
Yep, true. Here's Justin Verlander. Well, actually, we'll get to Verlander in a second. Here was Joe Espada. This is pregame yesterday, being asked what the situation is now. Verlander's made two rehab starts. When should we expect him back?
So he's going to throw his side tomorrow, and if that goes well, he'll pitch this weekend in Washington.
Based on what you heard from him and others, what are you thinking about?
He's in a good spot. He feels good. He's feel confident. He wants to contribute. He knows that we need him to. We need him on the mound. We need his presence. And right now, he's right where he needs to be.
Okay. So that was good. That's good news. Here's Verlander himself on getting back to pitching in the bigs soon.
The first thing is health, and came out of feeling good. Obviously, I have some stuff to work on pitching-wise, but that's kind of what spring training is for and rehab starts are for. So, you know, felt better last time than I did the time before, and, you know, so just kind of keep building on that. And like I always do, kind of work on stuff in the bullpen in between and, you know, keep trying to make it click.
Is it your expectation to start Friday in Washington?
My expectation?
Yeah.
Well, it's a tricky way to pose it. That's a joke question.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think the ultimate decision is on those guys if they feel I'm ready. You know, I think pitch count wise, I think it's pretty close, and health wise, I bounced back all the ways I would like to have seen. Like we had talked about earlier, kind of at length, you know, some of the things that had been difficult for me to do are becoming easier and easier. So I feel like I've kind of checked all the boxes that need to be checked. And, you know, I do feel like I'm ready to step on the mound again, whether that's for us or somebody else. So that's, again, their decision.
I'm not that worried. I'm really not worried about the numbers in the minor leagues, as you heard Verlander say right there, Seth. Like, he's treating it like spring. He used the word spring training. Like, he's...
Yeah. What was that at the very end? Whether it's for us or somebody else? Did he mean like whether it's in the minors?
Minor leagues, yeah.
All right.
For sure, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It was jarring when I heard it too, but then I thought about it. I'm like, there's no way he's referring to like him trading or something.
Hinting at a potential trade.
No, okay. Zero chance, I think. So I heard what you did too.
I think to me, as I listened to that, as he put it on Espada, and not his own expectations, as he continued to talk, it felt more and more like he's feeling like he could go on Friday.
Yeah.
But didn't want to obviously speak out of turn.
Well, or speak for Espada because it's not Verlander's decision. Espada said, he's going to throw, Verlander is going to throw on the side today. The cut, he said tomorrow. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Cuts from yesterday. So he's going to throw on the side today if he feels good. Friday in Washington, we get our first taste of 2024 Justin Verlander.
Yeah, and we might take a break from Spencer Arrighetti for a little while, which at this point, yeah, I guess if you had to power rank how I feel about him versus Hunter Brown or JP France, I don't know. I don't know how I would necessarily make the decision other than that there's a part of me that just wants to see more Spencer Arrighetti and find out what he has in him. But that might have to wait.
Between Brown and France, they've had one good start this season between the two of them, total. Hunter Brown hasn't been good in any of his starts. I was at his first start. He didn't give up a ton of runs like he did the next two. But he lasted four innings. Like he's, his pitch count, he was in the 90s by the fourth inning. That's not for him, that's not a good outing. Spencer Arrighetti in his second start against the Braves, I'm willing to give a little bit of latitude to,
Of the Josh Hader thing, of all the pitching situations we have right now, the Josh Hader situation might be the most annoying, just because that was at least, the argument was, well, you should have addressed the middle relievers instead of the closer. Like, that was one argument to have, but that was when you were assuming that at the very least you were bringing in a really good closer. Mm-hmm. It would be pretty damn alarming and nearly unprecedented if Josh Hader, like, at this age, all of a sudden was just a bad closer. So I'm not overly concerned about this, but like for the moment, how I feel right now, it's the thing that's annoying me the most. That you can't even rely on Josh Hader right now. I could live with all the other issues. We knew about the starting pitcher injuries. We knew about the potential deficit with your middle relievers. Yeah. But the Josh Hader thing was supposed to be you overspent for this guy when you should have spent here. Now it's like, no. You just shouldn't have spent for him at all.
Yeah,
based on current results.
If this is who Abreu is going to be, and most of the evidence indicates that is the case.
Yeah.
And if Josh Hader is not what they thought he was going to be, I don't think he's going to have a 9 ERA all year like he has right now. But if he's not, he's one of the highest paid closers in the game. If he ain't, and he signed for 5 years, if he ain't a hammer, that's a failure. You know who's going to get a big taste of something is it's not my money guy. The guy when most people sit there and go, man, now you're over the luxury tax. You're spending $19 million on Hader, $19 million on Abreu. I love seeing Jim Crane be this aggressive, but boy, are you doing that at the expense of doing other things. It's not my money guy tends to come out a lot. Hey, why are you guys worried about him spending all this money? It's not my money. It's not our money. Yes, but there's a competitive balance tax. And by about the time July and August roll around, if this is a team that still has as many holes as it has 18 games into the season, you are going to be clamoring for them to fix those holes. And they're not going to be able to do it with anything even remotely resembling marquee-type names because Jim Crane has spent his money on Jose Abreu, $19 million, and Josh Hader, if he's underperforming, $19 million. And Lance McCullers is getting paid $17 million to rehab his elbow. And so on and so forth. Those are the big ones. Montero, I would mix in, but Montero's actually been decent this year so far. Not $11 million. There's nothing Montero can do pitching the sixth inning every 3 days that can make him worth $11 million, but at least he's not the pitching machine that he was last year, humping it up there and guys just launching against him. So the Hader thing is annoying. The Abreu thing has just turned into just like a back pain that I walk around with all day and I don't really notice it anymore, until he lets a ball skip by him at first base.
The thing with Hader that's not so unprecedented is just that, he wasn't all that great in 2022. Yeah, he had a 3.51 ERA, which is well above every other out, every other year he's had in Major League Baseball until this year, where he currently has a 4.49. But I mean, if he ends up with a 3.51 ERA, that was expected ERA. His ERA was 5.22, so he ended up with a 5.22 ERA.
Wait, which I'm confused. Which year was he 5.22?
2022.
Okay.
So it was his actual ERA was 5.22, but his expected ERA was 3.51.
Okay. Well, there you go. He's 9.39 right now. I don't think there's any expected or actual that's going to make Josh Hader look any better to me right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Joey Loperfido, speaking of Jose Abreu, won Player of the Week for the minor leagues yesterday. 11 for 26 with a 1636 OPS and 5 home runs last week. Joey Loperfido. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm right now, I'm old school baseball guy in that I don't need to rush Loperfido up to the majors. Like, he's striking out a boatload. Mm-hmm. So when he's making contact, he's making really good contact. But I don't feel like pitch identification is something that you want to work on at the major league level.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, you know, be Alex Bregman by the time he comes up in terms of his pitch selection. But I do feel like he needs to hammer this thing out a little bit for a guy that is very much like, he's been on a crazy trajectory for how much improvement he's made over the last few years.
Yeah, you got to see it's real.
I would say pump the brakes a little bit until he gets until he brings that strikeout rate down.
I agree with you. This is a new sensation for us. Like, actually following closely day to day an everyday minor league player. Like, this is the first time that I can remember, like, actually, like, looking to see how a guy did at AAA or AA since Yordan back in 2019.
Oh, okay, yeah, since Yordan. I was going to say back to, like, do you not remember George Springer?
Yeah,
okay.
No. Yeah. I mean new as in, like, the last couple of years. Yeah,
some of the guys when you're kind of eagerly awaiting the replacement from the minors.
Yeah.
When you're wondering, like, when it was that. Instead of the old problem, which was, oh, what are we going to do with all these minor leaguers?
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're bursting at the seams, and all of these guys are ready to come up.
Yeah.
With Loperfido, you know what it brings me back to? This is where I always have PTSD. About forever with the Astros, they had all these quadruple A type players.
Mm-hmm.
John Singleton was one of them.
Yeah.
Where they'd be incredible in the minors, and then they'd come up and they'd be a whiff party in the majors. Then they go back down and they'd be incredible in the minors. And they were so. And the theory was that the Astros minor league system just did such a good job of maximizing these guys' talents that they could destroy AAA, but they didn't have it in the majors. Like, that's what I fear with Loperfino. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves before he's genuinely ready to come up.
I think Jake Myers is a little bit like that. Myers is a current example of that. Yeah, so I'm with you on not rushing Loperfido, but I'm following it closely, and that's the feeling I got yesterday when I got the email from the Space Cowboys that he had won Player of the Week in the minor leagues, and I'm looking at the numbers, and I'm like, I remember watching all of these home runs on Twitter over the weekend, you know, five of them. I watched all five of them. This is what it felt like with, and I'm not saying Loperfido's Yordan, but that's what it felt like with Yordan Alvarez back in 2019 when he was destroying AAA. It was like, all right, when are we going to bring this guy up? And they were a good hitting team back then, too. But you still, and Yordan is a different level of hitter, obviously.
Yeah, the whole thing, like Yordan, Yordan's.
He's a savant.
Yeah, I understand you're not making that direct comparison just because he was a level of polish for a rookie that you rarely, rarely see.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud revealed something yesterday about his family that. I found pretty remarkable, actually.
Pretty remarkable, and I'm feeling for CJ in advance.
Yeah, same.
This is going to be tough. Right?
Same. Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll let you hear from CJ on that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.